Welcome to the Metcalf FutureLink podcast, where we explore the latest trends, technologies, and ideas shaping the future of the internet and beyond. Join us as we delve into artificial intelligence, virtual reality, blockchain, and more, with expert guests and insightful discussions. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a business leader, or simply curious about what's next, this podcast is for you. So please sit back, relax, and let's explore the exciting world of tomorrow.
Welcome to the Metcalf FutureLink podcast. Today, I'm super excited to host one of my favorite products recently, CEO and co-founder of Gamma App, Grant Lee, graduated Stanford Biomechanical and Mechanical Engineering, and he lives in San Francisco Bay Area. We will talk to Grant to learn more about how visual communication tools like images and like videos and like slides becoming essential for sales and marketing, like product for every organization and for everyone, and how like Figma, like Google Suite and the others are trying to build the creative productivity tools and that stitch them all together. Welcome, Grant. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, it's my pleasure. And are you currently in the Bay Area? How is your summer going?
Yeah, we're in San Francisco right now. The summer has been pretty good. The weather here fluctuates quite a bit. This week, we have been having a pretty cool summer day, and hopefully it starts warming up again soon.
No, it's comfortable. All right, now I'm looking at a news article from TechCrunch from October 2021. The headline reads, Gamma brings in $7 million to bring to slide deck into the 21st century. And it goes on to say that Grant Lee has been living in slide decks for most of his career. I want to tell to all my audiences that I'm power user of Gamma App, and I'm creating a lot of documents, decks, slides, like one pagers, a lot of marketing assets. And following this sentence, like Grant Lee has been living in slide decks for most of his career. Can you start, Grant, by telling us about your journey and the story behind Gamma?
Yeah, definitely. So I started my career in consulting and investment banking. And as you can imagine, spending a lot of time creating materials that would often live in PowerPoint decks that could then be shared with clients or used internally for research and analysis. And you end up spending, you know, so much time, you know, formatting, aligning boxes, trying to design the slide to turn the ideas in your head into something that you can share and allow others to engage with. And that's always a really tricky thing. You know, a lot of us are not necessarily visual designers by trade. And so doing this effectively means, you know, you're wasting a lot of time doing things that you're just not very efficient at. And later on in my career, I started working, you know, in startups where I was leading operations and finance, and slides in PowerPoint are oftentimes the sort of language of business internally. They're a way, you know, for people to share and express their ideas, to get things approved and for decisions to be made. And, you know, experienced the exact same thing where oftentimes when I wanted to create something that I felt was engaging, that I felt that I, you know, was proud of and really conveyed the ideas the way I wanted them to be conveyed, you know, I oftentimes found myself struggling because it took so much effort to get to the level of output I was desiring. So this is what I think was captured in that TechCrunch article in really encapsulating my early journey in using slide decks in my career.
Yeah, I can see. And your previous experiences, these roles, and I think it shaped your approach to developing the Gamma App, right? And I'm curious about like the evolution of OpenAI and the AI industrial revolution. What was for you this revolution? How and when it started for you, actually?
Yeah. So, you know, when we first started Gamma, we weren't even exploring much on the AI side to start because we really believe that to get the foundation right, we needed to reimagine the building blocks. You know, slides as a format Have been around for 30, almost 40 years now. But, you know, the building blocks have essentially been the same. And so if we wanted to enter this category, we needed to essentially introduce a new set of primitives that we felt were better. So we spent really the first year and a half just trying to play around with different concepts and ultimately come up with a set of building blocks we felt were going to enable users to create content much quicker and eliminate the need for as much formatting and, as I was mentioning, you know, the sort of aligning of boxes that traditional tools required. And then more recently in the past, you know, 6 to 9 months, we've really thought about where AI can play a role in helping new users dramatically change the way they create content in Gamma. We redesigned the entire creation flow with AI at the core to allow a user to basically take the building blocks we have and quickly assemble them in a way that gets them to, you know, essentially a first draft of their content. So it's a combination of, you know, the building blocks we've been trying to invent from the very beginning and AI really helping automate the process of creating, you know, that first draft, assembling the building blocks for the user so that they don't have to, you know, learn something completely new from the very beginning.
So this transition, and how did your technical skills help in this transition?
Yeah, so our, you know, our team's background, many team members came from another startup. It was a Y Combinator, early Y Combinator startup called Optimizely. And, you know, we were at Optimizely helping a lot of the world's largest brands, websites, web apps, mobile apps, run experimentation. So testing different features and UX and different flows within their products to really optimize for, you know, the business impact they're trying to make, whether that was, you know, driving higher conversions or driving deeper engagement with their users. So we've known how to build these sort of products that are able to kind of scale and really reach the sort of mass adoption. And so for us, you know, we've been experimenting and really trying to deploy AI within our own product, a lot of it has been around rapid experimentation, testing with our user base, seeing where we can provide the most value and iterating, you know, relentlessly on just improving that overall experience every single day. I think that's what's really helped is this mindset that, you know, when you ship a new feature or product, That's not the end. That's really just the beginning. That's the beginning of your opportunity to learn from your users and try to make things better for them on a continual basis.
It's really a great answer. And I'm curious about, as a user and like as a journalist also, what will Gamma transform into by the end of this year? Because it's, as you said, like this is a journey, and what are the targets and objectives you are aiming to achieve in this product this year?
You know, primary goal is to ensure that users that, you know, are leaning on Gamma for their work or, you know, even for in areas where maybe it's for school or for a project, that Gamma can be this sort of essential tool that they can rely on every single day. And when it comes to content creation, I think we're just at the very beginning. You know, we started with, you know, at the very beginning a couple of years ago of just being able to create very, very simple slide decks and presentations. And we've sort of expanded on those capabilities such that today you can create content that, you know, by default is mobile friendly, mobile responsive. So anybody can create something that they can send to their friend or their colleague and they can open on their phone and view it. By default, it's interactive and multimedia rich such that it's not just text and images, but you can embed other websites or web apps or even video directly into the Gamma. So I think, you know, on both of those dimensions, there's just so much more to do. We want to really give people superpowers when it comes to creating content. Most of us aren't, again, you know, visual designers by trade, but if we can create tools that are simple enough that have incredible versatility, then we think people will be able to, you know, depend on Gamma for even more forms of content and hopefully share that content with the rest of the world.
Yeah. Another curiosity, are you considering hosting any events or attending any events this year and meeting up with your users?
Yes, absolutely. We're, you know, we're fortunate to be in a position, you know, early on in our journey that We already have a global sort of community around Gamma. Users around the world are signing up for the platform and the tool. And yeah, we definitely do want to meet with more people around the world that are already embracing Gamma. We have a lot to do when it comes to starting to localize the product and ensuring that our users in different countries with expectations around being able to use it in their native language to be able to support that. And so part of that is being able to meet with those users, understand their needs and how they're using Gamma. And certainly as we start localizing the product, how can we make it, the best product for them mm-hmm. as possible? And yeah, we're excited. We hope we can make some trips. We've already been invited to some events in both Europe and Asia. And so hopefully we'll be able to attend many of those over the course of the next year.
Yeah, it's amazing. I would love to meet your team and listen to your product approach and marketing approach also. Yeah, it's actually, we can talk about marketing, and I'm calling as a term like content product market fit, right? And right. Because like you need content for everything. If you, right. Yeah, if you want to like attend the event and if you have a pitch and speech, like you need content. It's if you create awareness, you need content. If you want customer approach and like cold email, like everything, you need content. Content is not just SEO. And the content marketing, it's super important. And you need for product market fit, you need content product market fit also for me. And yeah, I'm just curious about, as a CEO with a technical background, how do you approach managing the marketing and communication strategies for Gamma? What is your team approach also in this field?
Yeah, I think it really comes back to trying to be customer obsessed or user obsessed and understanding where you can provide them the most value over time. A lot of that is going to be building a great product that they can use and use for work on a daily basis and hopefully in ways that dramatically improves their work. In other ways, in other areas, content can play a role in just providing education or even aspirational content where you're trying to help pull them into a different world where they can embrace new skills or pick up new ways of working. And hopefully there's strong synergy between that content in your product, but ultimately, if you can provide them value, they'll be more mm-hmm. willing to listen. And that's where content can be engaging. If they're engaging with your content, there's more likelihood of them talking about what you're doing with their friends or colleagues. And hopefully that provides a sort of opportunity for us over time to win over more users and win over more customers.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I read an article recently that states why Cisco is training its like 90,000 employees to be LinkedIn influencers. And I think it's interesting. This is going to be the new norm, like this content creation meeting with like its self-marketing. The power of individual creators within a company is immense because like companies should foster creators who will produce content and content that builds brands that sustain companies. And so now more than ever, we need quality assets to present this content, right? The Gamma app, I think, is like significantly shortens this production time. And I can see my works, I can say 100%, and makes your work enjoyable as well, because you have a tool, like it's really simple to make changes, like drag and drop and like pick some visuals, like GIFs as well, and you can create tables. And I think makes your work enjoyable. In fact, you are essentially creating extra time for me to market my own business as well. This is, I think, one of your value proposition, but I want to hear from you Gamma's value propositions for users.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it comes down to combination of trying to save people time and allowing them to be more productive, but also enjoying the work. I think the great irony is that our tool like ours is intended to minimize the amount of time because you end up you're becoming more efficient. But if you make it enjoyable, the user actually wants to spend more time in your product because they can create content, scale, and volume that they couldn't otherwise. And in fact, in that case, they actually end up wanting to spend even more time using a product like ours. So I think that's where there's a sort of, you know, balance of, we really want to delight our users. We want to minimize the painful parts of content creation. But hopefully if we fill that time with joy, then they're coming back to the product even more and creating more content that they want to then share with the world. And I think that's what ultimately is, you know, driving kind of the driving inspiration for everything we do.
Yeah, I can talk about creation, created content to endless. And I can say, yeah, this is my last question, but please feel free to add about Gamma app features and developments also. News from Gamma. This is my last question and I will say goodbye after that. And I have a like short advertising caption at the end of it. But I want to ask you, Grant, what are some features or improvements that users and power users like me can look forward to soon?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we've only just gotten started with things like AI generated text and helping you with that. I think there's much more we can do there. And you know, even being able to start with maybe text or content you already have in a different platform, like a document, be able to really do a great job of synthesizing that and creating, you know, basically a presentation that's more visual using that content. We're going to be doing much more there. We're going to be going even deeper into generated visuals and images. So being able to, rather than just use stock photography or, you know, basic visuals, how can we create something that really clearly articulates, you know, the content you're trying to convey and put together? And how can we do that in ways that, you know, people didn't even think would be possible, you know, even just a year ago or a couple of years ago? And we want to do all of that in one product and one platform so that, again, going back to content creation, we can really deliver on a magical experience. So I think there's much more to come here. I think I would encourage, you know, people, we're living in a very exciting time where obviously AI is advancing so quickly. And so rather than, you know, sit on the sidelines, really, I would encourage everybody to, you know, give these new tools a try, see how they may fit into your workflow or not. And then hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, if you're able to try enough of these tools, you'll probably find a few that you really love. Hopefully Gamma is one of them. But even if not, I'm sure you'll find others where it can really dramatically improve the way you work and the way you approach work in general.
Yeah, it's great news. And also, is Gamma has a 2 subscription tier. Like you can use free and you can use pro. I'm one of the pro users and I'm super happy to use all of the Gamma's possibilities. And I think my Turkish audience is also my, the abroad and also this podcast is listening from Europe as well. And they really like Gamma and I highly recommend it. Like it's, you should try it. You should try it. Thank you very much for taking the time for this show, Grant. I'm really pleasure to meet you and chat with you.
Thank you so much for having me. Really enjoy the chat.
Thank you and good luck. And this is a like short advertising. My own company that support this podcast. I want to mention that at Prix.co, we assist technology startup founders is getting their content placed in secure and prominent outlets like Insider, TechCrunch, or top-tier media. Our aim is help you establish your position as thought leaders and opinion makers in your industry with created content by experienced journalists in like all over the world. Feel free to reach out if you are looking to increase your visibility and influence in the tech space. Thank you for joining us today, the Meta Cafe Future Link. See you next time.